From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Islamic State fighters seized a Damascus neighborhood and killed at least 36 pro-Syrian fighters overnight Monday. Dozens more were wounded or captured. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned his forces are prepared to expand military operations against the Kurds in northern Syria, perhaps going to the Iraqi border after capturing the northwest town of Afrin Sunday. The Turkish leader said, with Afrin, we've placed the comma, now comes the period, by executing what he called a cleansing operation against terrorists. In Geneva, UN Syria envoy Stefani Mistura expressed concern over the partition of Syria.
A soft, long-term partition of Syria, which the one we are witnessing at the moment in different areas of control, will be a catastrophe, not only for Syria, but for the whole region.
The expanded Turkish operation in northern Syria could bring its forces into close proximity with U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters and their American advisors. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, on his first visit to Egypt in 2 years Monday, pledged to improve bilateral ties following disagreements over land and the flow of the vital Nile River. He praised his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, for honesty and vision for a strong and exceptional leader relationship. Both men agreed to bolster trade, military, and energy cooperation. Canada Monday announced it will send 6 helicopters and 250 soldiers to join the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali this year in the fight against jihadist groups. The deployment is expected to last 12 months. More than 160 peacekeepers have been killed last year alone in Mali, now considered one of the most dangerous of peacekeeping operations. This is VOA News. Newly reelected Russian President Vladimir Putin turned his attention to foreign policy Monday, a day after a lopsided victory, insisting he has no interest in an arms race with the West. In fact, Mr. Putin said he plans to cut defense spending. The Russian leader won nearly 77% of the vote in an environment that Michael Georg Link of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe called restrictive.
After intense efforts to promote turnout, citizens voted in significant numbers, yet restrictions on the fundamental freedoms of assembly, association and expression, as well as on candidate registration, have limited the space for political engagement and resulted in a lack of genuine competition.
He said the Putin landslide took place in an overly controlled legal and political environment marked by continued pressure on critical voices. Investigators in the southwest state of Texas are trying to find out who's behind 4 mysterious bombings, the latest of which occurred late Sunday in the city Austin, wounding 2. Michael Bouchard is a former assistant director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
The first 3 devices were apparently left at specific locations. Whether those individuals were targeted, it's unknown right now. But this package appeared to be put alongside the roadside, something random, so that you didn't know who the victims might be.
The 4th package included a tripwire causing it to detonate. The bombings have left 2 dead, 4 wounded. Inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons were in Britain Monday, examining the poison used to attack former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal, an attack London believes Moscow had a role in. The nerve agent used has been identified as Novichok, produced in Russia. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister.
They have the capability. This nerve agent was one from a group of Novichoks that were developed by the Soviets. Russia has the capability and, I believe, the motive and intent. And this is part of a pattern of behavior we see from Russia across Europe.
A Russian spokesman called for evidence to back up the claim of Moscow's involvement or an apology. Britain and the European Union have agreed to a transition period for London's divorce from the EU, known as Brexit. Britain will remain a non-voting member for 21 months. Britain's scheduled to leave the Union next March. China's President Xi Jinping delivered a fiery speech Tuesday to the National People's Congress, warning against efforts to split the country, vowing to prepare to fight what he called the bloody battle to attain China's rightful place in the world. Mr. Xi appeared to make veiled references to Taiwan and Hong Kong. The world's last known male northern white rhino has died, leaving just 2 females of its subspecies alive in the world. The 45-year-old rhino named Sudan was euthanized in Kenya because of his rapid deterioration. In the end, he was unable to stand. Attempts to get him to mate failed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.